What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in with Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I have a great show ahead of you guys today. Don't go away. What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Welcome back. Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I got a great show. Never give up. That's what we're going to talk about today. Never giving up. It's important. Fight for your dreams. What is happening, you guys? Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. How's it going? I got a great show for you guys today, man. It's a good one. I'm excited about it. It's about never giving up. Not giving up. It's very important, you know? Life comes with many struggles. And it's important that we fight through those struggles. And when we get stuck, to get out of that stuck. And keep moving forward and doing what you want to do. I want to start off with a quote first that I seen, and I actually posted it on my Facebook page yesterday. And it says, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." And that was by Martin Luther King Jr. And you know, that's right. You know, if you get stuck, start over and find another way. You know, it's hard, but you can't get upset and you can't get depressed. You know, you just have to keep moving forward. You know, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard, but failure is part of success. Don't let it discourage you. You know, the more times you fail, the stronger you become as a person. You know, I can't tell you how many times I failed at something and had to redo it, you know, or restart. And it discouraged me. Oh, it discouraged me a whole lot. But I also had those people telling me, man, it's all right. You failed. It's okay. Start over. Do it again and do it a different way. You know, which is right. Which is absolutely right, you know. Don't stop. Don't get stuck. Just get up and keep moving. Do it a different way. Find different ways. You know, when you fall down and you feel like you can't get back up, that's hard. That's very hard. But you can, and you have to fight for your dreams, you know. And if you constantly do that again and again and again, the happiness of achieving the goals that you set, it then doubles, you know. And it's just it's important to not give up and to keep moving, you know, no matter what situation that you're in now. Don't give up on your dreams. You know, you may be far, far away from achieving your dreams and getting to your, where you set your goals, you know, and that's okay. It's okay, you know, like I always say, everybody's got a purpose, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's got a purpose, and you may not find your purpose till you're 50 years old, but that's okay, you know what I'm saying? Just keep fighting and keep moving forward. I did a show I work for the school system down here, and I did a show about a young man, but I'm going to bring it back up again because he was kind of having a rough time, you know, and he came up to me one day, and he was all mad, and blah, 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 and I told him, I seen him yesterday in gym, you know, and he was shooting basketballs, and man, he could hoop, for real, he was good, and after gym class, I seen him walking down the hallway, and I said, "Hey, man," I said, "you can play some basketball." And he's like, "You think I can?" I said, "Yeah, man." He was shooting; you were making more shots than you were missing, you know. And he was like, "Yeah," and I I said, hey, man. I said, that's what you need to do. I said, you need to play baseball and you need to play football, you know? And he was like, I want to. And I said, well, then do it, you know? And I'm sorry if I slowed down, you guys. My computer just did a weird thing. Kind of everything just went black and then kicked back on. I don't know. It was weird. Anyways, but I told him, I said, man, you want to play football? You can play basketball, too. I said, you need to keep busy. And he was like, I want to. And I said, you need to, you know, keep him busy. Don't keep your mind out that stuff. You know, focus on school at that point, you know, and focus on, you know, those sports, man. If you mess up in school, they're going to boot you off, you know, and that's not good. You don't want that. You can get scholarships from sports, whether it be baseball or football. You know, you got middle school and you got high school. Continue doing that and move up and fight. And he said, I'm going to. He says, thanks, Mr. Rob. I said, no problem, man. I said, you know, if you need anything, you just let me know. But I said, I think you can do it. And it lit this kid up that I was just there and I believed in him, you know, because you don't really know what goes on out of school, you know, whether what their parents are like or anything. So I always like to, you know, motivate. I believe in these kids, you know. Some of these kids are rough and hard to deal with, but at the end of the day, I believe in them. You know, if they put their mind to it and have that support system to help them and keep their mind on track, they'll do fine. You know what I'm saying? But he's a good kid. He really, really is a good kid. He had a rough few years, I was told, but he's he can go far in life, you know what I'm saying? But successful people, they always say, don't give up, you know, keep moving. And there's a reason for this. They know that failure is part of success, and they have experienced more than you, guaranteed. I guaranteed somebody who's famous have. If you run across somebody who said they haven't had any failures in their life and now they're living life, they're lying. You know, you don't just, it doesn't happen like that. You're always going to fail. You're going to have those failures, but you have to find other ways around it, you know, and constantly move forward. You know what I'm saying? If you will give your best today, you're going to definitely win the upcoming today. You know, you're going to get the best out of today. If you make today a great day, you're going to get the best out of today. Today. Because tomorrow never comes. Every day is today, and every day is a new day to begin. If you lose, you should not get frustrated or depressed. You know, that's a big one. You know, because when a lot of people fail, they just, that's it. They don't want to do it no more. And then they go downhill. And that was me. I was that guy to try to do something, fail at it, and not even try again. I just don't do it. You know, and it caught up to me, you know, because then I started doing the things I shouldn't have done and messing my stuff up. So now I'm dealing with it, which is fine. You know, I just take it day by day, you know, and live every day like it's my last day and make my days good. And you know, but it's hard for some people. And don't get me wrong, it was hard for me too. But at the end of the day, the only person who was going to change something was me, you know, and I couldn't just sit back and keep complaining about it because nothing was going to get done. You know what I'm saying? When you fail in something, it means you have started. It means that you are at least trying. You know, if you fail at something, well, that's it. Keep fighting. Find new ways around it and keep moving forward. You know, you just have to learn from your mistakes. And some mistakes may be hard to learn from, but it's all about support system and the family and the friends and the positive people in your life, you know. Don't let anybody bring you down, because if you're already kind of feeling a little upset, depressed, and you bring some negativity negativity in your life, I mean, yeah, it may make you a little worse, but you just stay away from it. You know, get those friends and that family and that support system, and fight for your dreams and never give up. You know, and there's people out there that are not even trying to achieve anything, you know, and setting goals is important. You know, it starts a journey. You know, you have a beginning of your journey and you have an end of your journey, which are your goals. Well, now you have the road to that journey. And there's no telling how long that road's going to be, how many curves are going to be down that road, how many speed bumps, you know, how many, you know, detours. You don't know until you take it. That's the truth. You do not know what your future holds. You have a goal, you know what I'm saying? You have a beginning and an end, but you also have this long road. And it may seem never-ending at times, but you have to take it if you want that goal. And you have to be prepared for what comes next. Good, bad, ugly, you don't know. You know, and that's why it can be a long road. And like I just said, it could be a never-ending road as well. And that'll depress you, and that'll definitely make you upset and feel like, well, this is it. I obviously can't do nothing right, which it's not true. You know, you just have to find the way that works for you. That's all. That's all that means. Find a way that works for you. And you may go through 5 different ways before you succeed. You may go 5 different times before you actually succeed. And that is fine. Nothing's wrong with that. You just got to keep pushing forward and keep moving forward, you know. When we reach success, it becomes one of the best moments of your life. You know, because you did it. You did it. Nobody else. You. And just, you know, when you buy your car by yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you're growing up, your parents may have bought you a car, right? When you buy your first car, it's like, man, this is mine. I bought this by myself. You know, it feels great. When you do something by yourself for the first time, it feels great. You know, you get that new driver's license after your permit. I'm by myself driving a car. Heck yeah, that's cool. You know, it feels great. And that feeling's amazing, you know what I'm saying? And once you reach the success and you start getting, even just getting closer to that goal, you're going to feel amazing about yourself. And it's going to be good motivation to keep you moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Great motivation to keep you moving forward. Because why wouldn't you want to keep doing good? You don't want to go backwards. You want to move forward. You know, here's a kind of an example of that. Excuse me, my allergy's been acting up, you guys. But when a baby's learning how to walk, okay, baby falls down again and again and again. They cry, but they always get back up and try again, and then fall down again and again and again. Failure, it doesn't matter to them. They only want to reach their goal. And that goal is standing up. You know, that goal is standing up and then it's walking. And if they fall down, they get up. They don't know what. They just want to walk. And they're going to do. They don't have nothing else to worry about but walking. So they're going to get up and do it again. And they're going to fall down. And they're going to fall down. But the key word is, they don't give up. They keep walking or trying to walk. Okay. Don't give up on your dreams or your goals. You know, that should be your main focus. When you fail, you fail for that particular moment only. And that is very important. And I'm going to explain to you guys what that kind of means. So that's telling you that if you're doing something, right, and you fail at that something, at that moment, right then and there, that doesn't mean your whole journey's over. Doesn't mean you have to stop and be sad and upset about that moment. That's one moment. There's 24 hours in a day. You have that one moment that you just failed. Fix it and continue with your day. But you can't let that one moment stop you from your entire journey. You can't. You know what I'm saying? You just have to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. If you think about your failures and you don't think about your success, then yes, it's possible that you may fail, you know, and you may be stuck, and then you may go down the wrong hill. So, kind of something, I'm going to tell you guys a little something. So, I used to hang out with the not so right crowd, okay? And I didn't care. And at that time, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't speak to my mom for probably almost a year, you know? And whose fault was that? Well, that was my fault, you know? And for that year, the things that I were doing, it didn't faze me, you know? It didn't faze me one bit. And that is, and for me to sit here and admit that, I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed, because where I'm at today in my life, I would not be here if it wasn't for my mom, you know, and that's just the truth. That's just facts. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. She's helped me so much, and for me to just think about it, it upsets me that I just left her, you know, doing things I the things I shouldn't have been doing. And, you know, there's things she doesn't know, but that's fine. You know, she doesn't need to know. Excuse me. But what's important now is my new journey and my new road. Damn. Sorry, you guys. I didn't expect to, for all that to happen, but I love my mom, you know, and I can't take back what I did. You know, the only thing I can do is learn from that and continue to fight for my goals and my journey. And she'll help me. I know she will. And that makes me feel great that I always have a support system, you know. But going back to that moment only, that's just that moment. Don't let that moment ruin your whole journey, because it's not good. You know, it's not good. If you think about your failures and not your success, I think I already went that. So, we're going to move on. Sorry, I kind of definitely got off track. Well, not really off track, just a little. Yeah, moving on. Never wait for a perfect moment. Take any moment and make it perfect. Doesn't matter what it is. You take that moment and you make it perfect. You know? Don't let anybody stop you. You do what you want to do. It doesn't matter what it is. Do it. Fight for it. And then you'll succeed. Don't know how long your road is. Like I said, set that goal. Take the road. Set the goal. Take the road. I like that. That's good. But if you feel pain today, remember that this will be replaced. How can I say this? You may be upset today and be in pain today, but replace tomorrow will be replaced by your strength. You know, if you make a wrong decision today and you get stuck, we'll get unstuck, and now you're stronger, and keep moving forward and keep fighting for your goals. It doesn't matter. The only person who's going to get to the end of your road is you. Nobody else. It's you. Success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. You know, if you are on a journey to success, don't give up. Never give up. Remember, what do they say? No pain, no gain. Create a better tomorrow. But you should be working hard today. Make a plan. And there's going to be, you know, there's going to be windy roads, some bumps, some detours, you know, but that's okay. What do you have to do? You have to keep fighting for your goals. It's going to make you feel great. You know, and once you hit that journey, the end of that journey, man, now just live your life and keep doing what you need to do. You know, that Dave Ramsey guy, I guess he's some banking, well, he's a, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't really know exactly who he is. I know I listened to him in high school for my personal finance class, so, but I can tell you that he's had many failures, and he's went completely broke like two or three different times. And now he's teaching people how to budget their money, you know, and he's successful, and he's failed many, many times. And I'm sure there's things that he messes up now, but he knows what he's doing, and he can fix that and continue moving on, you know. But it's very important that don't give up. Keep moving. Keep pushing to fight your goals. Fight for your goals. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It matters what you think. And no one's going to change anything unless you change it. Get up and fight for your goals. Because it's there. You have a journey. You just have to find that journey. You have to get up and look for it. Set your goals, find your journey, and you do it. I know you'll do it, you know, and never giving up is very important, you guys. And I was supposed to do this show with a special guest, but something came up and he couldn't join me, but I definitely had to put another episode up there. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this one about never giving up, and I hope you guys take what I say and you know, just remember it. You know, if you get stuck, I want you guys to be able to, you know, think back on this and be like, well, you know what, there's gonna be bumps and I'm gonna fail at times, but it makes me stronger and I have to keep moving forward. Get up and move forward. That's what I want. And I really hope you guys can do that. Be that change. Be that motivation. And be that guidance for other people. Be the change. And always stay positive. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.